How long were you on my ship before we met?
Oh, it's tough to say. I was working so hard that I kind of, you know, lost track of time.
And how many times did you sneak into my quarters?
It was just that once. Honestly, I tried so hard to avoid that part of the ship because, well, I knew what would happen. There was this loose paneling I was worried about right next to your windows. So one thing kind of led to another, and here we are. But hey, at least I inspected the paneling first. It passed Galactic Spacefaring Safety Regulations, by the way.
You know, you told me why you left your planet, but not how you got off it.
Well, how I got off it goes back to how I got off on it. You remember I told you about finding that vibrator, right? I kind of, stole it from a tourist.
You swiped a lady's box buzzer? That's uncalled for.
Captain, I don't think you understand how things work on my planet. We don't have stealing there. Everything is basically community property. You just take what you want when you want it. Simple.
But don't you guys have stuff that's valuable? Or something that's important to you?
Of course we do. But with something like that, it's your responsibility to keep your eyes on it. Oh, for example, one of my 29 brothers had this stone axe he really liked. This fat dude that lived next to us kept taking it to cut wood. My bro hated having to walk all the way over there every time he needed it back, so he started fucking the guy's wife.
How exactly did that solve the situation?
I mean, after the fifth time, the guy got the message. Take my axe, I fuck your wife. Pretty simple. He didn't like the sight of this handsome, young, and hung dude dicking down his missus, so he made his own axe.
Wait. Are you saying even married ladies are community property on your planet?
No, Captain. That would be incredibly sexist. Everyone fucks whoever they want. Anyways, you're getting me off track. Okay, so getting back to the tourism stuff. Most people that came to our planet just wanted to see the sights, but we get a lot of merchants as well.
If your people aren't that interested in technology, what kind of stuff did they import?
Solar cock, obviously. The gigolo business was insane back home. Plus, a lot of guys that came to my planet were just giving dick away.
I don't think I ever heard of reverse sex tourism before.
Well, you have now. Man, I remember entire ships full of solars arriving and creating these dick-feeding frenzies that went on for days. I stayed away for the most part due to the whole gash-gobbling thing. But one of the boys brought some toys with him. I was more interested in those. So I swiped the vibrator when I got a chance. I brought it home and just went fucking crazy with it. We're talking a 2-day marathon of masturbation, Captain. That was when I fell in love with technology. I knew I had to get off the planet and find more of these things.
Did you hop a ride on the shuttle then?
Actually, the guy the vibrator belonged to? Well, it's a long story. I'll tell you some other time.
I've got a question about Nykith anatomy.
Are you wondering how it's possible for Taran to produce more ejaculate in an hour than you've seen in your entire life? The females of most species are capable of what we commonly refer to as squirting. A solar like me, for example, could potentially run dry after a particularly rigorous series of orgasms. However, Nykith have the ability to draw in moisture through their epidermis, similar to amphibians. That could potentially give them a nearly limitless supply. That's all depending on the environment in which said squirting takes place, of course. It's why they prefer planets with high humidity.
You lost me at rigorous series of orgasms.
I'll tell you what, Captain. Send Taran to my lab, and I'll investigate this matter personally.
How's business at the pub these days?
That new lass doesn't drink much, so we're way overstocked on booze.
Believe me, Taran's got other vices.
Oh, I'm aware. We had a nice long chat a few hours ago.
I thought I smelled just a hint of pussy in the air.
Guilty as charged, love. Though, I must say, I do respect Taran quite a bit. Her endless wanking is both a disability and an addiction latent in her own biology, all wrapped up into one serious fat problem she can never solve. Her resume is impressive on its own. When you consider what she's accomplished in spite of her issues and the technological limitations of her species, to me, she's quite admirable. Also, delicious.
Did you get any security tips from Taran?
Absolutely. Miss Krask identified several vulnerabilities that were overlooked by the original designer of the Mary Celeste, whoever that may be.
Such as?
Apparently, it was possible to enter the ship through a small gap between the rear thruster's safety plating, which retracts moments before entering a warp gate. She tested it by spacewalking across the hull to the edge of the thrusters, and then perfectly timed a dive through the narrow opening just seconds prior to ignition. She also stated that the investigation made her so freaking horny that she fapped for almost 30 minutes straight.
How about this whole senior revelation?
It almost makes me wish that the Cloy never stopped rampaging across the galaxy back in the day. At least the friggin' Senu would have been gone.
Well, me and the new girl took one out, so that's a start.
Taran's great, by the way. We definitely need to have a talk with her about that hair, though. Ugh.
Hey, brah, can you do me a favor and have a talk with Taran? Look, if she wants to borrow my tools to fix up the ship, I'm totally fine with that. However, it's not exactly easy to get Nyketh hair out of an industrial power drill. How it got there in the first place, I don't even know. But I kind of want to know.
But you like having her around, yeah?
For sure, man. It's nice to have a spare hand for maintenance. Also, I don't have to climb deep into some tiny vent full of drudge turds anymore to fix a single fucking screw. Man, that was annoying.
Are you getting lazy on me?
Lazy has got nothing to do with it. I'd like to see you crawl through the shafts of the gut like this.
A gut you have because you're a lazy stoner wanker.
Okay, maybe that's got something to do with it. But regardless, Taryn and me make a good team.
Captain, Fortune is ready to discuss the final recruitment mission with you.
All right, put it through.
Hey, Captain. How's the team?
I got everyone together for a meeting and told them everything. We're going to take a few days of shore leave so they can recover from the impact of the kick in the tits they just took.
Normally, I'd say yes, but time is against us here. You need to get to your last commander, and you need to get to her quick.
Fortune, we've had a shitting hell of a week, and I'm gonna spend a few days with my girls making sure morale isn't completely fucked around here. That's final.
Fine, go ahead. Have your time off. It's not like I was going to send you to the Teely homeworld or anything.
What did you just say?
I said your next commander is a Teely, and you need to get to her homeworld to recruit her.
Fortune. Just when I thought you couldn't get any lower, you ask me to do something like this. You fucking absolutely wonderful goddamn Bruce of a bitch! Holy fuckamoly! The Teely? No way. No fucking way! Fuck time off! We're going demi set a course!
At once, Captain.
Oh, and play some T-pop over every speaker on the Mary Celeste. I want to get the girls ready for this.
Now accessing the premium TV pop network.
Seriously? I knew you were a fanboy because of those ridiculous panties on your face, but this? It's embarrassing. You're a grown-ass man.
Ridiculous! Get fucked! You're insulting true love. Galaxy Tour, 2 years ago. TTS, the greatest fucking T-pop band of all time, just finished singing their encore number. It was right that second when Lizzie, the purest and most beautiful of all the TTS waifus, threw this pair right in my direction. I caught them with one hand and fought off at least 50 other panty rabbit blokes with the other. It was a fucking bloodbath. But I came out of that arena with the pristine pair of Lizzie's undies, and I'm damn proud to be wearing them to this day.
Do you not understand how creepy and weird it is that you put those girls on a pedestal of purity, yet they throw their sweaty thongs into the crowd at the end of every show?
Oh, please. You could never understand the devotion between a man and his waifu. Our love is pure. I will not stand for you objectifying Lizzie-chan.
You do realize that the entirety of T-pop is just some manufactured corporate bullshit to sell you their music, right?
Captain, what are you doing? I'm downstairs working my bum off in the lab running some very important tests, and you think you can play the best song ever written at that soft-ass volume?
Lily? Not you too.
You heard the lady, Demi. Rank that shit!
Hey! Do you guys have any idea how hard it is to focus on target practice? And all I can think about is how fucking great Kasuna-chan's new highlights are!
Oh, I know. She's so pretty.
Come on, guys. We have a seriously dangerous mission to talk about, remember?
I am so jealous of that bitch. You don't even know.
What the fuck? Shit! I am not going to tolerate you sullying the Mary Celeste!
Calypheon, you are my only ally. Thank you.
by insinuating for even 1 second that Uni-chan is not the prettiest member of TTS?
That's right. Team Uni, bitches.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Catastrophic damage. I repeat, catastrophic damage. Shields, comms, and stealth systems are down. Engines compromised. We are in seriously deep shit.
Bloody hell! Who's the dickflop trying to get in the way of me reuniting with my waifu?
I have read this energy signature before, Captain. It is the Huntress.
Her again? Why can't that cephalopod sociopath just leave us the fuck alone?
Captain, I'm insulted. I spent hours slaving over this airspace to prepare a nice deadly ambush for you. And all you do is bitch, bitch, bitch.
Demi, get my fighter ready to launch.
It is ready.
Digium at this, you're doing a piss poor job of killing me.
Hush! Nobody likes the backseat assassin. Besides, I'm just getting started. Enough playing around. It's time for phase two.
said I could keep whatever I don't use. So if you could do me a favor and die quickly, I would appreciate it.
Thank you. say it's been an honor, but you're a complete scumbag and you deserve this. Farewell, loser.
What?
Attention to all ships below. You are engaging in naval combat over neutral Teeli airspace. Surrender immediately, or we will be forced to shoot you down.
Oh, I don't believe it.
It's impossible you're this lucky.
This is your last chance. Power down your weapons.
Looks like we're tied at 1-1, Captain. This isn't over yet. See you around.
Wait, did the Imperium just say their lives?
Is this an appropriate time for a phrase such as, holy cocksucking shitballs of fuck?
I'd have to say so.
Attention to the vessel below. We see that you have sustained heavy damage. Do you have any wounded aboard?
I am happy to report all crew are accounted for and do not require immediate medical attention.
Excellent. We'll be towing you to the nearest port and making sure you receive the appropriate repairs. However, I will be sending a boarding party to inspect your ship for our safety. You are to disengage all engines and weapon systems.
Investigation? Demi, if they board the ship, we are fucked.
That won't be necessary, Admiral. If you read our registry, you will see we are simply a trade vessel en route to drop supplies off.
I see just fine. And I see you're in possession of a Phoenix. I don't know how you managed to get that ship, but I am certain you don't have a permit for it, because such permission does not exist. To the gentleman piloting that fighter, don't try to leave. You won't make it.
I'm not getting out of this. Demi, can you make a jump?
Possibly, but it is quite dangerous. With the damage we have sustained, the odds of survival are 1 in 5.
Are you going to comply, or shall I count down from 10?
Shit! Okay, here's the plan.
Captain?
I have absolutely no idea what to do.
All right. 10, 9.
Me, Princess Sovelin Maliana! What you doing, big guy?
Princess Maliana? What an honor. We're investigating a potential violation of your Teeli Airspace Integrated Neutrality Treaty.
Aw, you don't need to do that. Those poor guys need our help. Why don't you bring them to our planet and we'll take good care of them?
Yes, Princess Maliana. At once. However, they are in possession of illegal Imperium technology.
Nah, don't worry. We'll get that figured out later, cutie. Look at that little ship. Oh, it's all beat up. I don't think they can go anywhere even if they wanted to, Admiral. Just bring them down here and we'll make everything okay, okay?
By your decree, Princess.
Love you, Admiral. See you soon, guys. Kisses!
What in the galaxy's cunt just happened?